Yankee Lima. K4, RYL Mobile, Bald and Road, monitoring.
Last calling stations is KO4 PXB.
It's PXB. Missed the first part, unfortunately. Sorry about that. Call sign is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4, RYL Mobile.
Hey, sir. It's Lloyd. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo.
Oscar 4, got the prefix now. How you doing today, Lloyd? My name is Ryland, spelled Romeo Yankee Lima, Alpha November Delta.
Yep, doing good. Just got off work, and I'm thankful 10 times a day and twice on Sunday that I do not have to fight the 85 traffic. I'm just strictly going on Highway 14 to my house.
Hey, both are having to get into avoid 85. I work down Malden Road right at the edge of the city limits there of Greenville and then live along Augusta Street going towards downtown Greenville. So I just kind of deal with Malden Road, Augusta Street, and get to ride over I-85 and look at everybody bumper to bumper.
That's what I'll be doing in probably about 10 minutes or so. I'll be, you know, I'll be riding over 85 looking at the stop traffic. Where do you work out on Malden Road?
Yeah, right across from the old, I don't know if you've been, how long you've been around here, but where the Greenville Braves Stadium used to be there.
Yep, so you either work, you probably work at the FedEx plant then, or that distribution area.
Right across, I can actually look out the window and see the FedEx trucks roaring in and out. So, it's a company that does water filtration equipment, stuff like that, and actually makes it. So, it's an interesting job. I work in logistics, though, so you were close. I, at one time, was a FedEx driver way back about 20, 22 years ago.
Nope. I've never done any of the driving for any companies like that, FedEx, UPS, and I'm retired military and now work in the, I've been working in the IT field over 20-some years. I work for Honeywell doing their IT support.
Honeywell, very familiar. Big government contractor. Thanks for your service, by the way, also. That's big. Guys like you keep us safe out there, and Honeywell's out there making products for the U.S. military and the government that keeps us safe, so. Go America.
Appreciate it. Thanks for thanks for thanking me for your service. And any point in time that you see a veteran, you know, please make it a point to thank them, because especially a Vietnam vet, because you know they were seriously not thanked and mistreated when they came home.
I totally understand that. Yeah, big thanks to those guys. The Vietnam veterans definitely, in my opinion, don't get the get their due. There's always a lot of people that, without getting political or anything like that, it's one of those things of no matter where you served, you have most respect because you served, and I couldn't go to do that kind of stuff. Well, way too young for Vietnam, but I got many friends that were in military, different branches, stuff like that, and went to the Gulf and all that stuff, and I can understand that sometimes these conflicts and sometimes these things aren't the most popular, but don't blame that on the guy that goes and does the job.
Nope, that is definitely true, and I'll just make this a real quick comment to not cause any ruffle and feathers, but the people that join the military and then when a conflict comes up, then they have issues with that, they should have, thought about that long before they even joined, because they should have known it was a possibility. Those are called wusses.
It's one of those things of, I guess, if you're going to join, you need to be cognizant of the fact that you actually, besides kind of living the military life, can actually be called up, and at any given time can actually be called upon to be injured for the rest of your life, or worse, not have a life after that. So everybody's got to be kind of cognizant of what they're signing up for, thinking, well, I join in peacetime, but you might end up getting called, your name might be getting called for something, so you never know.
No, sir. And when that call was made on me, I definitely did my part. With no second thoughts. I said I was just worried that, something may happen where my family, would have to either suffer with, me being gone or me being injured. But it didn't happen, so I did serve, in the combats and did what I was did, and I was, definitely lucky to come home with no physical injuries.
Boy, they all could have.
All right, we'll definitely change subject so we're not, getting into the potential arguments or upsetting anybody that has the right to their opinion. So what's the rest of your day planned?
After leaving the office, I'd like to think I was fine with the commute and all that stuff, but then I realized walking out to my truck that I definitely need to stop by the grocery store, and I absolutely hate going to the grocery store. A commute might be fine, but I have to actually overshoot my house and go and buy some things from the grocery store, otherwise we won't have food at the house. But it's just something about that process I don't like and try to avoid, but cannot put that off any further. I don't have any really much to eat or drink at my house, and I'm like, well, don't get something from out. Quit spending all that money and actually go and get yourself some food. Something you can keep in the house that you don't have to actually go and buy.
Yeah, that's definitely a necessary evil thing to have to do is grocery shop. And on some of the essentials, I just have, like the delivery service bring stuff like that when I can, but anything of the major shopping, I definitely go out there, and me and my wife and family will go out there and do that, and because it's, especially picking out the salad, stuff like that, it's better to pick it out yourself than just to somebody says, well, that looks right.
Kids, not shopping for anybody but myself, but I'm like you. I would rather go. I know there's like grocery delivery services and stuff like that, some of these things that you go and you pick them up and everything, but I eat a lot of like stuff like fruit and vegetables and all that stuff, and I'd rather actually see what I'm actually buying and what's going into my cart when I get it, especially when it comes to things like bananas and all that stuff. I don't like somebody else picking that out if I'm going to be eating it.
Yep. And I'm not sure how old you are, like I said, but I have a six-year-old, so if you want to see how it's like to have children that will just go from 0 to 60 in a turn of or drop of a hat, just let me know. So, sometimes it will be definitely a good form of birth control.
Yeah, and now being single with no kids, I'm just turned 45 back in June. And family, I think, kind of wishes I would settle down. But being new in town, I moved up here from Charleston, which was a very target-rich environment for singles. Slightly less active, I think, dating-wise up here from when I go out downtown, stuff like that. But, I'm open to that kind of thing. I closed off to it. But I spent some time with friends and their kids. And, yeah, I can totally understand when there's certain ones having meltdowns. I just kind of, I think to myself, maybe it's a good thing, at least for right now, that I am single and childless.
Yep. I am actually 59 years old and have the six-year-old, so it's like, yay me. So the reason that I keep praying and try to be a good person, because now I'm at that point trying to get into heaven.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, well, being 45 years old, if I do meet something, somebody and lightning strikes and I have a kid or two, I'll be handling that kind of thing there into your age bracket. So all I can say is I guess it's a good thing I get up every morning at 4 a.m. on weekdays and go and crank on the iron and do all the workout and weightlifting so I can handle those kids.
I get plenty of exercise running around with her, and so it's definitely, it keeps you on your toes on that one.
After listening to you talk about it, I'm going to be careful this coming weekend, like on Friday when I leave the office, and hit one of the local places, little bars or restaurants, something like that, to grab a drink or two and grab some food to make sure I be careful who I make eye contact with, no matter how attractive they are, because I could be headed down that path. You never know. Anyway, we have gotten our destination here at the grocery store, so we're getting ready to jump out and join the, after-work melee at the grocery store. So you have a big one, Lloyd. It was nice talking to you, and good luck getting home and enjoy that view of I-85 and not having to do that. So anyway, we'll talk at you later. 73's K4, RYL Mobile, Augusta Street, downtown Greenville. Have a good evening.
Hi, YouTube's KO4PXB.